Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another segment. It's you and I, your co-host, Jahima.
Dennis.
Welcome, freedom fighters, independent thinkers, revolutionaries, mind revolutionaries, spiritual warriors, friends, family, homeless.
Don't forget the brothers in lockdown.
And my brothers down in lockdown. And as always, as Malcolm would say, we welcome the enemy too.
Exactly right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a format for you for this segment this time. We're going to talk about law and order. And we're going to talk about a segment called, which is geared really to people that call themselves many names. So let me just throw them in there. This is the second part of the show is going to be for African-American, black people, Negroes, colored people. We want to talk about why we don't love ourselves. And what I mean by that is, why are we crossing over? Why are we trying to be something that we're not destined to be, nor do we have the nature to be? We want to teach our people to stick to their true nature, not to give that up. Because when you give that up, you're like Esau giving up your birthright. Why would you give that up? What do you gain from that when you cross over to be like them? But anyway, we're going to move on with our show. Let me let my brother in. Let's see what he wants to share with us now that the format has been
open.
Stated.
Okay. Or stated. Okay. He said, who are we, Malcolm? He said, we are talking about law and order. Mr. Obama, why do Africans don't love themselves? Now, listen to this. Ethiopia, birthright. Birthright. Physical, born of the flesh. Spiritual, born of the spirit. But listen to this. We were talking about steel pulse. I said, what is their nation? What is their nationality? Now, if you had said steel pulse, who were born in Great Britain, and you call them white, they would really be very offended.
I said black Englishmen, you see. And you said, I'll go get in trouble for that. But what do you think they're specified in England as?
A citizen.
But what are they? They're English, black English, or they're hyphenated, just like we are in America.
The point I'm making is, Malcolm said, I am not where I am born geographically. I am an African living in America. But Malcolm, when he said African, let me continue. When he said African, when that word African was first Ethiopian. In other words, I am a son man that represent all people. Now, I said, okay, the Pentecostal movement basically is this. Now, I said, Jahima, name change. I make reference to your name is not Kunta Kinte, your name is Toby. In other words, you can't bring that name here because with a name come culture. And right now, you ask the question, you say, well, who's a black American? Who's a black American, brother?
Give me
your take.
My take? A socialized individual who's been integrated in the system only to have certain privileges and to be pretty much a guest.
But look at this. How did black Americans get here originally? As slaves, brother.
Wait a minute.
400 years, brother.
Wait a minute. We were already here. That's what we've been told.
Okay, hold on. You see, because you like, let's keep the show on the ground. Okay. You said we were already here. You're very right. Because we were the original people exploring all these territories. But when you say we are already here, what you do to the listeners, you do something like the Milky Way galaxy. You do this. You're going this, which is a spiral. First, you used to fly straight. And you go all over. But when you come to a spiral, the biggest denial is that the first parents were Ethiopians and their skin was very, very black. Because then sun man couldn't operate because you need sunlight to change vitamin D, which is not black skin, to energy.
Let's not use the word black. Because
what other word are you going to use, brother?
Melanin. Melanin. That's what gives us our pigmentation.
Of course.
That's what it's like. That's what we're about. Not a color. Melanin.
How can you get
and guess what?
What?
Y'all made us the only people that have it. If that ain't unique, what is?
Okay, Jahima, let me go. Listeners, let me put in my...
Thank you, Francis Quest Wellesley.
Let me put in my the range of this show in terms of contact. You say PhD astronomical physics, PhD mathematics. You follow what I'm saying? You say, Dr. Grant, I'm saying we can think along with the best minds right now.
I don't want to think with the best minds.
Okay, but listen to this. Let me continue. The reason I say that is this, that
you want to engage.
Okay, but when you engage minds, you won't get very far. Because man is a spirit who has a soul and lives in a body. And the battlefield is the mind. When you make people think that their mind is them, you have them trapped. Man is a spirit who has a soul and lives in a body. Now look how fundamental I've changed the whole concept of who's man. When Western look at man as body and soul, they forget spirit, no God.
No, you're right as far as no spirit. They've chosen the wrong God. Materialism and wealth.
Okay, let's get into this. You said they've chosen the wrong God. Easy. Now, let me get some bigger audience at my colleague Chip Murray at USC. Now, at the moment, the professor of Christian ethics. You hear what it's called? Christian ethics. Now, when I started working with Chip over here at FAME, I wrote The Church Beyond Its Walls for Chip Murray. What I mean is that the church is not a building, and the church is a family, and family is community. You follow what I'm saying? What point am I making? Careful. What point am I making? The point I'm making is that let's go to some physics. I won't get too complicated. Here is black. Here is white. Now, black really is the absence of light. Absence of light. And white is the presence of light. Is the presence of light. Okay. Light comes from the sun, passed through the atmosphere, hit the earth. Okay. But what's a color? Black or white is not a color.
Thank you.
That's not color.
It's not even represented in the rainbow.
It's not. Okay. Here, let me give you the color. Listeners, you should take notes. How you remember the color? Write this. Roy G. B. Here are the colors. Red, orange, O-R-A-N-G-E, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
That's interesting because I see another color is missing. Brown.
Okay, but this is the major color.
Yeah, it is.
This is the major spectrum split.
Light through a prism. Or sunlight through water droplets.
Exactly right. Rainbows. That's the rainbow. But the point I'm making now...
Light's bending, we know that.
Of course. Now, the point I'm making here is that to refer to people as black and white, it's already established. But black and white is not a color. You get the picture?
I've got it.
We have to think way past this.
We have to put it away.
Put it away.
It doesn't work.
I mean, That's a waste of time.
But it's doing what they wanted to do, which is causing major confusion.
When you say they, you create an enemy.
And I'm talking about the Satanists. That's the they I'm talking about.
Okay. When you say
the Grand Reaper himself.
When you say they, here's the name of the show. You and I. Now, you said...
What are we talking about?
Okay. Who are we talking about? We are talking about your children.
No, just in the concept of individuals saying you and I. You, brothers. You know who you are.
We are brothers.
The I is the Most High. Because it's really you and him. You're you right. Are extension amongst your brethren.
Of course.
But you have to bond with the Most High. I and I.
Exactly right.
Okay? So you hear where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
That's the I.
Of course.
But when we say you and I in this concept, yes, we're saying you and the I-ness of the people out there. Notice I said the I-ness of the people out
there. Okay. Let me, listeners, listen to
coming
this.
Rasta on you a little bit. Sorry about that. Understand.
Okay. Here is the...
Because we want to address our audience, our brothers and sisters, in the most highest of the most highest realm.
Okay.
That's where we have to come
from. Okay. Let me go to the highest of the most
That's what makes realm. This show different maybe from other shows.
Okay.
We're not trying to deal with the, as you talked about, the birthright. We're not talking about the physical. We want to talk to the spiritual.
Exactly.
The one that's dormant. And some of us.
Okay, definitely. Listen to this. It said, here's the song for the program, you and I. I just wrote it. Then for artists that is listening to the program, you say, when does a song come? A song is like it's like a lady being pregnant until birth comes. Now here's the song. Listen. Now I only get the lyrics. I don't have the tune yet, but I'm going to work on the tune. Listen to this. New man alive. Resurrection I. So what is my nation? Earth. I am ruler. So what nation am I? Change nature. Change name. Old man dead. New man alive. You and I.
It's kind of interesting you said that because the spirit kind of hit me with the born again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We were talking about what you just read and about the song that you're going to write. No music, but you were sharing the lyrics with us. And I was saying something about the spirit hit me with the born again.
Okay.
And I think I understand what Yahshua was talking about, what the born again is. And I kind of went through that kind of born again.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Okay.
Born again in another nature.
Exactly right.
Die that nature off.
Right.
And resurrect yourself. See how I brought that in? Into his nature.
Okay.
But that's what all of us have to do it individually. He set the example.
Okay. One problem.
Go ahead.
One problem. Once you use this word self, this is self.
Mm-hmm.
What's the relationship between self and identity? Now, you will get much more complicated. You said self, how many letters? One, two,
four.
Identity, how many? One, two, seven. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight. Okay.
You said eight. Okay, self-identity. Okay, look at this.
Come on.
Change nature, divine nature, one with Jah,
mm-hmm.
divine order,
mm-hmm.
divine law.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one will willing. Any will in opposition bring about its own destruction. There's really only Jah, one will willing. You try to go, that's what happened to Lucifer. I will exalt my throne. At first, there was only one will willing. Yah willing, the first opposition to Yah willing was Lucifer.
Of course.
But look at his change of nature. Change of nature don't have to be positive. In other words, Lucifer became Satan, who still now exists. But he was cast out of the third heaven, but into the second heaven. That is key for theologians. You know why? For one scripture. It said, whatsoever I tell you to bind on earth, I, Yah, will bind in the second heaven. What I tell you to bind on earth, I, Yah, will bind in the second heaven. Not on earth. I tell you to bind it on earth, and I'll take care of it up there in the second
heaven. I always say, how come we're not doing that? That is our divine purpose right now.
Well, okay.
It's not working for someone else. It's not trying to attain wealth. It's not working hard and skirting and trying to keep a roof over your head and food to be fed for this body that demands so much.
Okay. Let's go to psychology. A little psychology. Students will love this show. PSYCHOLOGY. The psyche is the soul. The psyche is the soul.
Help other people understand the soul. Okay. The soul is all about. Okay, there'll be no confusion.
Okay, let me explain the soul. The soul is made up of three parts. The soul is the mind. The second part is the emotions. And the third part is the will. But will is the organ of choice. Emotions, of course, is feelings. And mind now. Look at this, mind. You say, what is mind? Mind is what the world puts into your mind. When it can come from there. But when your nature is changed, as we did a show on this before, you say, who changed my mind is here from within. And my growth is, I change the way I used to think. I don't think like that anymore.
Can't. That's what the word talks about. You don't do childish things because renewing of the mind causes you not to do that crap. Oh, sorry, folks. That stuff no more.
Oh, okay, but look at this. Let's really take this to the highest level. Because basically, I am affiliated with a think tank, Kenneth Institute. Maybe I should have mentioned that before. Basically, once you hear PhD mathematical physics, astronomical physics, and PhD mathematics, you know it's Kenneth Institute. And we grew up in the same house, basically. And I'm getting ready to open Kenneth Institute LA. Now, I didn't want to get that out too early, but I know what foundation I'm coming from. I'm saying that you say will. Will is the organ of choice, but what will determine what you choose? There were two trees in the garden. He said, what were the two trees? One tree was the tree of eternal life. The other one was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yah said, don't eat of that. And once they eat that knowledge of good
and evil. And why would you want to eat of that?
Yeah. All that is in your mind.
Yeah, I see your point.
All that is in your mind. That's why Yah said, don't eat of that. But who changed Adam's mind? The woman. The powerful woman, brother.
And how did she go about that? Because that's always been one of the fundamental questions of how did Adam succumb? How did man succumb?
Let me read from that same book, Sexual Energy. We have to face the reality that there is sexual energy.
We have to accept the notion that the woman's greatest power is her sexuality.
Of course.
And no man, every man succumbs. But not all men.
Well, David did. And he was among...
Solomon did too. Yeah. I guess like father, like son.
So what are we talking about, brother?
Who are we, right?
Exactly.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
But I'm saying women don't get the respect they deserve. You were talking about the woman with the gun doing the slave revolution.
Oh, you're talking about Harriet Tubman?
Harriet Tubman.
Of course.
Let me get this gun, brother.
I told you that Harriet Tubman might not come across as no beauty queen, but as far as I'm concerned, I see her beauty from the inside. Okay. This was a very strong woman that freed her people.
Jamie, let's look at this. Let's be very open. Now, I see more in Harriet Tubman than in Loretta's Martin Luther's wife.
Whose wife?
Martin Luther King's wife.
Oh, you mean Coretta?
Coretta. Or even the other lady that sits on the bus.
You get Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks. I'm not knocking these institutions. I'm saying I want to get something done, brother. Rosa, Harriet Tubman said, like, give me the gun, brother. It's like Malcolm said, what's the job? Let's do this, man. Let's stop playing these little mind games.
No, I think I said on one of your past programs that Harriet Tubman was not a feminist. What she did was not even demeaning to men, even though she led a lot of men to freedom.
Right.
She took it upon herself.
Right.
And not even let her sex.
Her gender.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Her gender determined whether or not she was going to accomplish what she accomplished. And she did. And it wouldn't have happened if it was not a system, and I have always said this, of good Europeans who participated in the Underground Railroad, or it would not have been successful as well.
I agree. Okay. I agree. But, okay, let's get to the recent news. You have a show, maybe on CNN, you need to mention these avenues sometimes, that says on prostitution, once I started at 13, they are looking at what happened in our community where you have pimps, where these guys are pimping these women, and
yeah,
everybody just think that, well, that's fine, they're making a living. I'm saying, who will say you can't do that? No.
I want to put this on the record. Okay. I never liked pimps. I never liked one of the greatest ones called Iceberg Slim.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like women being demeaned for their sexuality and they're just considered meat. And I really despise men who can't keep their fantasy to themselves and they want to go out there and live it.
Yeah.
13 years old?
Well, brother,
I better not catch you laying down with my 13-year-old. Because if I do, I'm going to do just like the Nation of Islam.
Okay.
I'm going to take you out.
Okay. I'm hoping that...
I despise... Man, that is despicable.
Okay. Brother, in terms
Satan
of...
Satan loves it, though.
Okay, but let me say it. I don't want to say in terms of Rastafari. I don't want to implicate Rastafari. We did a job on those pimps, brother. You get what I'm saying?
I do not like pimps. I really...
But when I say that we did a job on those pimps, you have to remember, my brethren, I'm talking to my brethren and listening to the show. We have some brethren in lockdown. When I say we did a job on them pimps, we take care of business.
But regardless of that, let's look at, and we always like to go higher high, but we also like to go to the deep, deep roots. What is causing 13-year-olds to be manipulated that way? And you have to look at what they see on TV, the culture, the internet, Facebook, the social network. This ain't no mistake.
Okay, Jamie, look at this. There were certain things being done by some high school cheerleaders that say it's almost like a sexual grind or something. They say, who's doing all this, brother? This the source of this is Satan. There's a real Satan around. But when you say there's a real Satan, how many people know of his reality? Let's not even get to science, because science don't even consider that as an element of what they're dealing with.
They don't even comprehend it. It's not even on the radar.
Science can't comprehend spirituality, brother.
I know that.
Spirituality is not comprehensible.
I know that. That's why I was laughing at the Big Bang Theory.
Well,
I'm surprised they comprehended Yah's great development.
Okay.
And that's where they describe it as scientists. And that is about as far as they've gone with it.
Okay. Let me say this. Okay. Take, for example, swine flu. Let's take flu.
Come on.
And then let me begin to put more of my background, academic background, into the show. I'm saying, basically, the human being is DNA. And DNA is a helix. DNA basically means deoxyribonucleic acid. You follow what I'm saying? And that's the basic gene. Now, a gene comes from a father to children. You say, well, it's genes. But genius, now I've been called genius in many ways. But then you say Hitler was a genius too. You get the picture? So you say, it's not about the fact that you're a genius. It's the fact that how will you determine? We had a show that says, okay, why was Solomon wise? I said there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge put to the use of others is wisdom. So Solomon was wise. But what you put in the show, rich and poor. Who's rich and who's poor, brother? Rich is not how much possession you have. Rich is the extent to which you and Yah is one. Your comment now, brother.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Now, look at these brothers. You say, what's your name, brother? Look at my number. You take this brother's name, I mean, trying to keep the show clean, and say, no, my number. You did the same thing with that slave business, brother. You can't name no Kunta Kinte. Cut off your roots. Your name is stolen. You look at that grown man and call him boy, but you have the lynching thing right there so you can see that it's a big part. Watch a nigga lynch.
And that's
terrorizing. That's people, what brother.
It's interesting that you bring that up because I don't know why our people are so insensitive to the war on terrorism when they've been living with a terrorist for over 400 years.
Okay, now let's get back to it. You thought I forgot what was supposed to be this show. You said, why do Africans don't love themselves? Who's an African, brother? Everybody. You know Peter Tosh put it?
Same as the Ethiopian. Everybody.
Everybody.
So why all this misuse and abuse? And why is it one group of people feel that there's their divine right? And they lied and stole. They have the ultimate satanic nature, okay, which is what Elijah Muhammad was trying to so well explain to us.
He said,
because that's how they come to power, through.
You said birthright?
Through lying and taking.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Birthright.
Okay, come on. Bring it.
I said, birthright. New man alive, resurrection. New man alive, resurrection I. So what is my nation? Earth. I am ruler. So what nation am I? Change nature. Change name. Old man dead. New man alive. You and I. I am a new man. The old man is dead. And my mind is being changed. Yet this is about work. This is not mental tripping, bro. Let's see how we can affect these young people. Now, my poster said, okay. I'm wearing a shirt that says, Questway Lions basketball team. I said to Chip, church is not a building, brother. Church is impacting a community. Now I know those brothers. But I know those brothers in a way that many pastors will never know them.
It is too bad that we don't have what the churches have. Because if we did, we know what to do with it.
We definitely know what to do with it.
Let me finish.
Okay.
They have, let me see, what did I say? Let me forget.
They said we don't have what the churches have.
Right.
If we did, we'll know what to do.
Right. But they have what we want.
Exactly right.
And they don't even know how to, and they leave it empty. And we would be organizing, because remember, the revolution and Yah's business is 24/7, even though he does give us the Sabbath to rest. And we will honor that.
True. True.
We will honor that.
Okay, but let me say this. Okay, now, I face reality, brother. Now, I visit the pastor at Faith Central. Pastor lives in this area. He knows who's who. And I come with my brethren, some of the same brethren are writing things about the place. I know them personally. And I care about them. Before I'm saying, I don't like the fact that they do that. But I don't want them to be victims. I don't want police looking for them. I'm trying to say, why don't we use Faith Central and let's have a basketball game instead of a basketball court? That's an avenue for outlet to get out some of that energy, brother. See church differently.
Good luck on your mission, because you have a big one. You're coming against a stonewall religion. It's almost as bad as the Catholic Church, but on a different level. Stonewalling, I'm talking about.
Okay.
Not subject to change. This is the way they have been running this church probably since the time the bricks were put on it.
Okay. I don't see church as a building.
Everything around it has changed, but they have not changed not one iota. They're watching all the deterioration around them, but yet they don't reach out.
They don't reach out.
And use their building to make that change. To make that change.
Look how profound he said. The church behind its walls. But many people would say, you said, he wrote what you're doing, but he don't fit the mold. I don't think he even, when was the last time you saw him in a court? He said, the white man changed your name and he changed your dress too. So you look like him. So, How to Be Black in America, my next book, The Jahima Halil Story. Respond to that, Mr. Co-host. How to Be Black. You have to follow this brother. He did it.
Well, I'm thinking I'm going to need some time. But yeah, there's some books I need to write.
Definitely. You did it, brother.
Because people need higher heights. This other stuff that these people are writing, they're writing on relationships, but nobody's writing a book on how to free yourself.
That's all right. Okay, but you know what, Jaima? I know, yeah, he's speaking. He said he really wants you to write a book, but you are not prepared for the response that a program like this is going to get. And you have to face the reality of look at, he says, is it paparazzi? Is it celebrity? He said, you have to face that reality, brother. We would love for people to kind of, we don't want to be bothered in a way.
No, man. That's easy to deal with.
Okay.
That's easy to deal with. We have to embrace the community that's suffering the worst. And you and I know what community is suffering the worst. The ghetto.
The ghetto, brother.
Let the paparazzis pop themselves up in there. Because that's where the real work's going to be done.
Exactly.
We ain't going to be in Beverly Hills. Why are we going to make it comfortable for them? No, you want your picks? Come on down in the hood. Be a man. Man up.
Okay. But Jahima, you have to realize we have been at this for many, many years, brother. We know all these brothers. We know what the need is. But then we say, what, how we did it? You say, well, can we have a meeting over here? I want the brothers to meet over here. That's one of them. You say, religion building? He said, let's not look at it that way, brother. Your building is within the area where we're working.
We have to find a way to dissolve all this gang banging and bring up some men and let them understand why y'all gang banging in the land of the terrorists. Hello?
Why not unite against the terrorists? Unite on what basis?
And free yourselves.
And free yourself.
And learn what a man is really all about. How about a free man?
A free man.
Now we ain't talking no bullshit.
Exactly.
Come on now. We just raised it up to another level. Okay. Leave your brother alone.
Okay. I said, brother, don't feel that you are a bigger man because you begin to follow some of these brothers that are telling you to join this gang.
And a gun don't make you a damn man. Let's put that on the
Not at all.
And that goes with the law and order thing.
Now, I'm saying, for the first time I'm doing this on the show, we're getting ready to do the band. I say, I am a dreadlocked Rasta man, treading through Babylon, not a pistol in my hand. And your righteousness, I man stand. You get the picture, brother? This is not about, this is not gun culture. Somebody told you a lie, brother.
No, this has been what humankind has used to solve their problems. which is punkish.
Well, don't still start something like the governor of this girly man because he was. But you know what? I like this. I like to say what I want to say. There's nobody can restrain what I want to say. Yet I restrain. But you need to confront what you're dealing with, brother. You can't pretty paint it because you won't be no frontline soldier. You have to go at this straight up. And you never know what you'll need. I've lived many years. When I leave in the morning, I don't know if I'll reach home in the evening. No, I live a lot easier now. Can you imagine that? I live for many years. Can I, you know, by the second and other one, my funeral is where I am. I don't know if I'll come back. I live like that, brother.
I'm sure we all have.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an Ethiopian and carry the mark
exactly
in this country.
Exactly. Okay, we did a show in terms of the mark of the beast. Let me touch on this a little bit for the show that people listen to that show. The idea of the mark of the beast or the mark of Cain as a murderer and is supposed to be black. Think about that.
That's another lie.
That's a major lie, though,
but
brother.
But that's what they had to do to make us a villain. And you've played with psychology. When somebody's calling you a villain, who's the biggest villain? It's like the pot calling the, you know, yeah. You've already heard that.
Yeah.
It's almost the same as the Europeans. We're superior. There's a problem there.
Okay, Jamie. Let me say this. Okay. Today's a big sports day. Some two teams are supposed to be playing.
We don't care.
Okay. We really don't. I really don't care. But let me say this. You say, okay, remember when it was thought that a black man couldn't be a quarterback and you're looking at this skin color and taking it for granted? These some people at least thought that black people are inferior thinkers.
Yeah, Hitler was one of them.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So let's face reality, brother. And what does that have to do with this skin color when everybody come from this?
But we're the only ones that have melanin. That is Yah's gift to us.
Right. But white people have less and less melanin. So they're much more vulnerable. That's why they have to use those slaves. They couldn't take that heat. They didn't slave them. Work them, brother. No, I'm saying... I'm not trying to rouse these brethren up, but I'm saying I'm no fool, brother.
And as master builders, slavery is not even our nature. Because as master builders, we build projects. How come the Europeans didn't, here I go,
okay,
leverage up with us and be partners?
Look at it this way. All civilization, all education came from the original people, and the original people is us. Ethiopian.
Say it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And down the line,
mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get more specific. Since you want the UCLA and all the Marvel with UCLA Metropolitan State Hospital, in other words, I have actual experience. You follow what I'm saying? Let me say this, that divide color into five in terms of people. Let's people the earth. You say black, brown, yellow, black, brown, yellow, and white into four. Because four is the number of family. You say, which race do you think I missed out by using black, brown, yellow, and white? All people are embracing them. You get what I'm saying? But we can't get away from a language that everybody speaks. That they think black is a color.
But see, remember.
They said black American, brother.
We can't. That's a color. That doesn't represent us.
But I'm saying we have to communicate. Now, I'm saying, now, we say, okay, this is the earth. But we are the origin, brother.
The original.
We are the original. How many letters there? One, two, three, four. How much is original?
Is that eight?
O-R-I-G-I-N-A-E. We are the complete man, brother.
Plus Yah makes it nine.
Exactly right.
See?
Y'all makes it not.
See, y'all makes it not. Because we don't take, we know, we don't do anything but by ourselves. We know where the supreme knowledge comes from.
Now, of course, the listeners can't see, but I'm wearing a shirt. I'm the point guard for Questway Lions basketball team. And what's my number? 9. You know why? Let me say, why number 9? Because give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and running over. When we give, the overflow, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
15 minutes.
Okay, the overflow. You say, it is better to give than to receive. Why? Because in obedience to your order, and what are you giving? Not necessarily things, you're giving love. You say, the overflow is, we have entered into the Sabbath of His rest. We have entered into the Sabbath of His rest because He's seated. We're saying, okay, Sabbath of rest. This is eternal. Every day is the Sabbath. Okay, you say, rest.
It's interesting you say that because there are some organizations, I'm not going to say religious because they might think themselves they are, said that when Yahshua came, He came to do away a lot of the other things. And it's interesting you said that Sabbath is every day because you're right. Sabbath has been done. Yahshua did away with all these other things.
Yes. Yeah. You know why for us at this level of spirituality, I am born fresh every day.
That is correct. That just like the morning.
Yeah. Then. That Ola is not, I don't live in memory of. You get what I'm saying? Now, but look at this. Music is a Pentecostal fire. Bob need to be mentioned here. Why did Bob call wrote and say catch a fire? And Pentecostal fire is supposed to be Jah fire. Now, here it is. Pentecost was when tongues of fire came and the Holy Spirit dwell within you and I, brother. That's I'm wearing this shirt. Now I'm saying, and from the kingdom of Zion is within. You did an excellent show on this, that you are being fed from within, and this external mind is being changed. But who is changing that external mind is your mind or your mind, because this is intelligently designed. Yeah, it's an intelligent being. This universe is
highly intelligent, brethren.
Okay.
He is of the utmost.
Oh, yeah. This universe is intelligently designed. Now, the big controversy in...
And remember, your boy can't even touch that. Lucy.
Lucifer can't touch that, brother.
Can't touch it. And he knows it.
He knows
that's
it.
And that's why he knows his time. But you see, right now, he's turning up the fire, man. 13-year-olds. But we know he has no scruples. We know that.
Okay, but Jehima, let me share something. You see this color here? You know who is a lot of pimp right in this area? They're wearing this same color as those fellas. How you talk to them, brother? Sometimes you want to hit them. But you get what I'm saying? Why? That won't change their mind. Offer them something better, brother. You pimping little girl. You don't want to curse on the program. You, something is wrong with you, brother. And I know this girl. And I know his opinion.
You know, in some communities, that's interesting. I bet you they're not messing with none of the Nation of Islam 13-year-old children. Because if they did, they won't be around. Because the Nation of Islam don't play.
Okay.
Children.
Okay.
And you're an adult, there ain't no excuse, bruh.
Well, okay.
There ain't no excuse.
How active do you think is the Nation of Islam, Jeremy?
Not very much in L.A. anymore. Don't see him very much around.
I don't see him anymore, brother. Why? They came and gave them some severe force, brother. You got to be ready for what it will come your direction, but at the same time, don't let them, don't make so much noise that them you get them people get excited and want to come at you. I think we are getting quite a bit done by just doing it.
It's going to come against us anyway.
We're ready,
brother. It's inevitable. The name of the game is to be prepared.
You know what Martin said? No, we did a show last time with Martin. We were saying, we have more about Malcolm. No, I'm about Martin too, brother. He said, I've been to the mountain top. I've seen the promised land. I might not get there. Did he know they were going to kill him, brother?
Of course.
But, okay.
What did he do to put himself in the crosshairs? Let me put it that way. What did he do?
I don't really know, brother, to be honest.
He finally took a Malcolm stand and stood against the war effort in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Remember that? That's what put him in the crosshairs.
Okay. Since we are here, you said the system thought they had him. And as soon as he was trying to jump ship.
Well, remember, Malcolm said this. The Europeans, they publicize you. They build you up. I've said this before.
Okay.
Something hit Martin, and he found out he was being used.
He was being used.
And he flipped the script.
He was being used, brother.
And he flipped the script. It's too bad Malcolm didn't get a chance to see that. But that's fine. He flipped the script.
No.
And when he went against that, with nobody probably giving him any advice except the Most High, because not even his own people knew he went that way. He just, boom.
But look
and
at those speeches,
brother. And told him two people about America, what America was all about.
But these speeches, brother, nothing can beat those, brother, for inspiration.
No.
But I don't want holiday and things like that. I want you to feed my brethren.
Okay, I'm going to say it even plainer than that. I don't want no holiday. I want to be free.
Exactly right. I don't want no holiday. Right?
I want to be free. Then I can celebrate all my heroes.
Exactly right.
All right? All my heroes. And sheroes too. All right?
Exactly right.
Okay? So that means I'm going to have a couple of days off every month. I don't need no paganistic holidays. And I'll adopt the Hebrew holy days from the Most High. Bring that too.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, since my next book is How to Be Black in America, the Jehima and its story, Jehima have an obligation to explain to you. I say, I'm looking at a free black man. I'm saying, I haven't seen too many of them around.
You always say that.
Yeah. I know. And I don't speak lightly. I'm saying, you did it, brother. And you have to explain how you did it. That's your obligation. I think we're kind of running out of time.
Will. We got about 12 minutes.
Okay. We should start consolidating. What it is you have said.
Well, we've said a lot, but I don't think we've hit the issue enough on why Ethiopians in the various countries do not love themselves. Before our program went through a little stoppage, there was one thing I wanted to share.
Okay.
I heard on KPFK yesterday, this African was talking about how he felt much freer right here in America than he did in his homeland in Africa.
That's very true.
And that they're more afraid of the Europeans in their homeland, or they don't mix together with them in their own homeland, where here he sees a mixture together. But I don't know how long he's been here. He has to look a little bit more deeper and not the surface.
Okay, Jayna, let me...
Come on.
Let me put this machine in motion. Now, you see this brother here? Reverend Austin Ezenwa, he have a record company. He is from Nigeria. And Nigeria is a good outlet for programs like this. Now, I was his music minister. Now, I encountered with him, I met a lot of Africans. Africans think they're better than black Americans.
Why? I have to ask you this before.
Why don't we invite him on the show? Why don't we invite
him? Right, we just go up and have a show with him.
Yeah.
This is mobile.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Now, really, I haven't considered that personally.
Because I don't see any difference. I'm like Malcolm when it comes to we fighting, bickering over who's better and who's better, and we both been colonized by the same Europeans.
Okay. Don't forget the theme of the show. You said, why do Africans don't love themselves? When you say Africans, brother, when these Africans come here and look at Black Americans, you say, what's up with that? Why are you killing each other? That's stupid, brother.
But it's not. It's no more stupid than what the Europeans have them doing in their country. We don't see the common destruction that is being welled against both of us.
Let me ask.
And why don't we don't? How come we don't embrace?
Okay.
Where's the Garvey message?
Okay. Brother, Africans don't own Africa anymore.
Of course, we know that.
It's the white man that owns Africa.
Of course. Right? I know.
So when you say Africa, if they own it, you don't really see that as homeland, do you? I'm saying let Africa.
It is ours by birthright.
No. If you see birthright as a physical piece of property.
Yes, in the physical sense, yes.
But the physical piece of property is the earth. We are the meek who has inherited the earth. We are rulers of the earth, brother. And when I say we are rulers of the earth, the only common, this is change of nature. You see what I'm saying?
But the rulers of the earth have to come with a universal order in order to rule in a universal order. Where, now here's something, a one world under Yah order?
Of course.
Forget the pyramid. The pyramid. Let's throw the Council of Elders.
Okay.
Universal order. Okay. Or as a ruler.
Okay. When you use this word world, you say...
You're getting close.
Okay.
2 minutes.
When you use this word world on earth, that is other than the word that is used is church. The church on earth is Yah on earth, but Yah loved the world, so loved the world that it was God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So this is about union, brother. This is not about fighting each other.
Thank you.
You know, and this is marriage.
And this is what this whole battlefield of being free is about, is to come under the diabolical rulership and bring up Yah.
But it's spiritual union.
It has to be.
Yeah, and it's one.
It has to be. It has to be a marriage.
Yeah, it's a marriage.
It's to be
spiritual union. One with
Yah. It has to be. So how are we on this global planet, with the multitude of different languages, come together, throw the present rulership out, and come together as a people, as billions of people on this planet, and then you got one nation who wants to be an empire.
Okay.
We're getting short in time, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to cut this short.
Okay.
Hope you enjoyed the program. Don't know if we covered everything that we wanted to cover in this show, but as you can see, things go as they do in life. But we try to do our best. We apologize for the break in this program. This program will have a part one and a part two. But we thank you for listening to us. And stay tuned for more future shows. We're still working on that website. We're going to have all this stuff. So eventually you're going to hear about this pretty soon. So take care. Thank you all for listening. My brothers in lockdown, peace. And a mandala to the rest of our freedom fighters out there. A mandala.